Hey everyone, this is Ava at avawaits.com. I received a very good question the other day. I was actually out with friends just in a social situation, and one of the people that I was getting to know that evening, she asked me a really interesting question about how can you tell if someone who does online marketing or online sales, how can you tell if they are true, right? Like if they're truthful or if they're a fraud or if it's some sort of scam. And it's really interesting because we are still pretty new in business being done and conducted over the internet, right? In the whole scheme of human history, we're still pretty new in that area. And so I understand that quite a few people out there, they're still not quite sure what to think. They're not exactly sure if it's safe to do business online. They're not exactly sure if the people online are representing themselves honestly, right? It all comes down to honesty. And it is interesting. This is something that I have been noticing within the online world lately, is that it's true, you will see people who are promoting themselves and their businesses and their companies online in a way that is ethical and truthful. And then you will see other people who are promoting whatever it is that they provide online. But if you dig a little bit deeper, you will either find that they are brand new to their industry, or maybe they don't even have a track record of successes in the industry that they're teaching about. They could have gone through one training program of some kind, and then they got some fancy photos and they put together a website, and then they're out there promoting themselves. And now I do understand that everyone does have to start from somewhere, right? Like we all started from somewhere. Even when I was starting up my first company, I went through my training, I went through several years of training, and then I had to start somewhere. There was someone who was my first client ever, and I still remember her, and I'm still so grateful that she had the trust in me to work with me. Now, so I do want to say that for any of you who are new entrepreneurs right now, it's okay if you're out there taking your first client, but you do need to be doubly sure that you are promoting yourself in an honest way, even if you are getting ready for your first client. So one of the ways that you can do that is by sharing success stories and testimonials of people who have had their lives, or maybe their health, or maybe their business, or maybe their bank accounts, have had those things changed and upgraded because of their interaction with you. Now, those people may not have actually been paying clients. Maybe it is a friend. Maybe it is someone that your family knows who has really appreciated the support and guidance that you've given them. And that's completely fine. You can start out by using those testimonials because they are honest and true, as long as they are. Now, we do see people online who are fabricating testimonials. I have heard stories about people doing that, and it's icky, right? It's really icky, and it's not something that I suggest at all, because people are going to find out if you're fabricating testimonials. It really, again, just comes back down to us being honest and us displaying ourselves in an honest way on the internet when we're promoting our businesses and whatever it is that we do and whatever it is that we sell. But we are still seeing a lot of people out there who are new, they're new to the industry, they are whatever industry it is, because I keep tabs on several industries. I keep tabs on the health coaching and nutrition professional industry. I also am looking all around the business and marketing coach industry. And then I really adore the travel industry as well. So I really pay attention to, I would say, those three industries quite a bit. So I want you to be sure that you are sharing yourself in a way where people really find you to be trustworthy. And I wanted to share a few more ways that you can do that, one of which is putting either video or voice recording on your website, or maybe through YouTube, or maybe you're sharing a video or recordings in other ways, podcasts, or you're on Periscope or something like that. We really want people to see the personality side of who you are. That's really going to be important so they can get a sense of you and your energy right away. Because you've probably noticed that when you've been out there networking and meeting other people, you can probably sense the not so honest people, right? I bet you've been able to sense that before, the people who sneak in the little lies. right? So one way that you can really help people see and experience your energy, and then they can make an energetic decision as to whether or not they want to work with you or hire you or buy from your business, is by having those videos right there. Another way is that you are actually showcasing testimonials and success stories all over the internet. It could be on your website. It could be you actually sharing success stories through recordings that you have on those videos. It could be you sharing pieces of success stories through social media, posting those on Facebook, posting links of those in various social media outlets. So you can be doing that. And it's great too if the people who have given you these testimonials, if they are sharing their name, that's wonderful. If they are maybe even sharing their website, that's great too. They don't have to. These, of course, can be anonymous. It's just all dependent on whatever your customers find to be most comfortable for them. But if they do, if they are sharing their full name and their website, that means that the people who are coming and looking at you, they can then do a little bit of digging and actually find some of the past clients that you've worked with and see that, yes, those are real people and they have experienced real results because they hired you and they worked with you. So that's really important. So far we've got video, we have putting up those testimonials. The other thing too is for you as an entrepreneur to be vocal about your achievements as well as vocal about your education. And now some of us were self-taught in many ways in the fields that we're in, and that's completely fine. If you are self-taught, I do encourage you to talk about the experiences you've had. Talk about the mentors that you've worked with. Talk about the places where you figured things out. I'm almost thinking of an electrician for a minute. You know, what if you apprenticed, right, before getting trained? Like, talk about all of that. Really, do that. If you have gone through a training program or if you have gone through education, whether it was undergraduate or graduate, or maybe you're a doctor, I want you to really talk about that, share that. People still like hearing that. Now, interestingly enough, when I was out at this social gathering, I shared with the woman I was talking to that I always found it peculiar that a lot of people didn't actually ask for my, they didn't ask for my degrees. Like, they weren't really interested and concerned with my degrees. And it was interesting because I have certifications and I have a bachelor's degree in both business and food science. And so I had these degrees there, but people didn't actually ask for them very often. And now sometimes that's actually okay. Sometimes that means that the people you are talking to, the people who are considering working with you, they actually just trust you immediately. You have that air of trust around you. They just go in and work together and they trust that you're going to take care of them, you're going to support them, or they've already read success stories of yours and they have that trust established, or they've been watching you on social media and they see the things that you're doing. Maybe you're getting awards, maybe you are working on a book, whatever it is. And so they have that trust going into your work together. And if they do, that's perfectly fine. But I always thought it was just a little peculiar that no one really asked for my degrees. No one really asked for those. And come to think of it, I don't really ask when I start working with a naturopath or if I hire a chiropractor, I don't actually really ask for their expertise either. It's really interesting. I just kind of go on that trust and I go on their community reputation. The other thing too is that you can this is one thing, speaking of community reputation, is that if you have a lot of local people who are hiring you, they probably are purchasing from you based on that community recommendation, where they have heard your name before, they have maybe heard stories about your work, maybe they have seen even advertisements of yours, or they've seen you involved in events, or maybe it was sponsorship, or whatever it was that your business and you were involved in. So that's really neat when people can connect with us there. I know that I've actually had people in my local community choose to work with me over other online entrepreneurs just because they knew who I was. And they knew that I was a local person who lived just a few houses down the road from them, and they really wanted to be circulating their money through a local community. Now, it's interesting because with online marketing, a lot of my clients, I would say a majority of my clients, are far outside of the little city that I live in. I mean, sometimes on the other side of the world. I've worked with clients out in Austria, in the Middle East, throughout Asia, and have supported them in building their businesses. And I think that for those people, when they found me, whatever it was, maybe it was just an energetic feeling where we were supposed to be working together and they could feel that. And oftentimes I can feel that too when I'm connecting with a potential client. And so that's something that I encourage you to, of course, when you are choosing mentors or when you're choosing people to hire, always go on your intuition. And when you are the business person and you have your potential clients and they're thinking about hiring you, always let them go with their gut instinct. And please do encourage them to go with their instinct as well, because we want to match you up with the right clients who are really the right match for you. So go forth into the online world. Don't let this stop you from doing your online marketing. There are plenty of very honest people in the online world. There are also plenty of people who are a little, dare I say, scammy, right? And we just need to be doing our research and making sure that the person that we connect with comes reputable, they're trained, or they have a lot of self-taught knowledge, and that they can really help you with whatever it is that you're looking for help for. So that's all I'd like to say today. If you need any more resources, you can always find me at avawaits.com, and you can sign up to receive more free sales and marketing tips up in the upper right hand of my website. And I thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.